Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Hi everyone, today I want to share with you about a conversation that I had the pleasure of having with my younger sister just right around Christmas. She shared with me a song by Need to Breathe called Banks, and I really grew to love it and spent some time praying with it on my own. But then we were driving from dinner with our cousins and the song was played, and then from that sparked just a really good depth conversation with her about this song and what it means to her and how she prays with it. And so I thought I'd share a little bit about our conversation and the song with you, just because it was a way that not only did I encounter my sister and Christ in her and in her heart and the beauty of her sharing that with me, but also like now more as I pray with it, the ways that I encounter it differently because of this conversation. So one of the lines of the song is, "I want to hold you close, but never hold you back, like the banks to the river." So she said to me, she said, "Shannon, this song reminds me of my friends because they're the ones that hold me close, but they don't hold me back. But also they're my guidance through life." And specifically her friends that she's built through the church community. And so if we look at the church and the church being the body of Christ, this community of people, we can be compared to the banks of a river. So if we think about the banks give the river its identity, and they guide it along its path to a bigger body of water. So rivers are always flowing through the river route to their end point, which is this bigger body of water. The banks hold the water within that path and guide it to the bigger body of water. So if you look at that in comparison to the church provides guidance through the Ten Commandments, through the sacraments, through who she is as an entity for us as on our journey through life. And so we walk with the church as our identity founded in Christ and journey to our bigger body of water, which is heaven. And so we have these people that guide us along this path and walk with us on our journey to our bigger body of water. And so I think it's often said that you become most like the five people you surround yourself with. So if we look at the people that we surround ourselves with, they're helping us to form our identity and who we are, but also who that is founded in Christ. And so I really want to encourage you to look at, who are you surrounded by? Who are the people that you spend the most time with? And are these people that help you to know your identity as a beloved son or daughter of Christ? And if so, how? What do they do that helps you remember that? What do they do to remind you of that? And if not, how can that change? Can you be that person for somebody else? Can you help them to know and understand their identity as a beloved son or daughter of Christ? And then another line that kind of struck the both of us is, I want to be there when the darkness closes in to make the truth a little clearer. So Christ is the light in the darkness who provides the truth. He speaks truth straight into our hearts and encourages us when darkness caves in. Darkness can be the form of a constant sin in our life, or lies that come from the evil one that we constantly tell ourselves. But Christ comes to dispel that darkness and to speak truth into our hearts and to remind us that we are his beloved and that our identity is in him. And no one can take that away. Only he can, and it's found in him. So what is the darkness in your life that needs to the light of Christ? And how are you going to open your heart and to allow him to come in and to shed light into that area? So with this, let's just close in a prayer and just ask the Lord to come into our darkness, into our friendships, and just into our hearts, and to encourage us to remember our identity in him and to follow the banks that he's set as we walk and journey towards heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, teach me how to pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of this day. We thank you for the path that you have set for us and the people that you have surrounded us with, the opportunity to know the truth and to seek the light. I ask that you come and be in our hearts and in our friendships as we continually walk on this journey to encounter you and one another and in our lives as we journey towards heaven. Mother Mary, come and wrap us in your mantle and lead us ever closer to your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.